Papa Dylan's life or something like that.
Well, what I'm interested in is not really what the books say or what the television says or what the radio says, but actually
what
people,
I say.
That's right.
Well, other words, when I get up every morning, I call it breakfast. That's the old word. And at noon, we called it dinner. And at evening, about this time, we called it supper. Yes, and that's what. Yes.
And what time of day is it between your dinner and your supper? Is that?
Well, if you did anything between your dinner and supper, I would call it lunch.
But if you, what time of day would you call it? Would that be afternoon or evening? About 3 o'clock.
Oh, you mean after dinner?
Yes.
About 3 o'clock. Yes.
Would that be afternoon or evening?
It would be evening.
I see.
Yes.
And if you say, this morning, I got up this morning before sun up or sunrise.
If I was to get up in the morning, well, if it's before the sun, I'd say before sunrise. And if I would say I would say after the sun had risen.
And if you get the cows in before sun
go down.
Yeah,
I'd say I brought the cows in before night.
You say sundown.
Yes.
If we have a storm and the rain stops and the clouds disappear, you say, I think the weather is going to
break off. Yes.
And if you have a very hard rain that doesn't last long, it really comes down hard, but it doesn't last long. What do you call that?
Well, when we have, the old word would say, if it was an unusual rain, they would say that was an unusual rain. The bottom fell out. Yes, that's the word that they
used. You ever call it a toad strangler?
Sir?
You ever call it a toad strangler?
No, sir, I don't remember.
Lighter, not floater?
No, sir. No. They mostly say the bus cloud or something back there. Yes.
And Matt, the shelf over the fireplace?
We call that the mantelpiece.
And the iron things that held the logs? Helped them up?
Helped the logs up. I always call that good gracious a lot. Five dogs? Yes.
And how did you used to start the fire? Little pieces of what?
Well, for all the people way back then, when they didn't have any matches, they started with flint. Flint rock.
What would they set fire to? What kind of wood? Use little pieces of wood?
Yes, a lot of other wood. They had their kilns and everything, and they had coal, and they would take the paper and coal and everything, and that's how they got the fire.
What do you call the wood that you would use to start the fire with?
Kilns. Other words, it would be fat lighter. Yes, so that's right. Them coals is right out there, symbol that's old long leaf. Yes, so that's that long leaf pine.
That's pretty rich, is it?
Yes, another word did get spinners for it, and it was fat as tar. Them things was fat as tar. And I heard people talking about the termites is mighty bad now, but they won't eat that long leaf pine. They won't tackle that.
Too much tar, right?
Yeah. Well, it's so hard. I mean, you see the ants now upset. I mean, rocks and such as that. You can see them upset that. But somehow or another, they won't